2014, the year of victory over death and the manifestation of love. This is a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.com for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. Be sure to join our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. And now, let's join the host of this Godcast, Frank Sasso.
Hello, this is Frank from A History with God Ministries. Welcome, welcome, welcome all of our partners, members, listeners, subscribers, and any new first-time listeners that may be joining us. Welcome to you too. This is the Godcast for the week of March 30th. March 30th? April is like in 2 days. And next week is the Godcast Q&A with Christina and myself. I have a very cool announcement to make. Saturday, September 27th, 2014, A History with God Ministries will be having our first conference, and it is going to be cool! We will be having praise and worship. We'll have awesome teaching. Everyone's going to be there. We're going to have breakout sessions, workshops. It's just going to be awesome, and I'm really looking forward to it. You know, about 2 weeks ago, Pastor Nick Okore had a worship concert at his church in Willow Grove, Pennsylvania, New Road Ministries. And he had asked me to come and speak to his congregation a little bit, and I am going to today give you what I gave them, and maybe a little bit more, because I have more time. He only gave me 10 minutes, could you imagine? And here I have a little more time, not that much more, but a little more, to go into this a little bit more. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, let's see, go to Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Get your Bibles out and go to Genesis 3, 1. And while you're getting ready there, I'm just going to let you know there are weapons for conquest. And we are called more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. And one of the weapons used to gain conquest or to gain victory in a situation is a weapon called the presence of God. So go to Genesis 3, chapter 1. I'm reading out of the Amplified. Check this out. Listen to this. Now the serpent was more subtle and crafty than any living creature of the field which the Lord God had made. And he, Satan, said to the woman, Eve, "Can it really be that God had said, 'You shall not eat from every tree of the garden?'" And the woman says to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit from the trees of the garden, except the fruit from the tree which is in the middle of the garden. God has said, 'You shall not eat it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You shall not surely die." Now God says you're going to die, the serpent says you're not going to die. Now, here's the thing. The word of the serpent, the word of Satan, is the contradiction to the word of God. And when you believe the contradiction more than you believe the word, then fear is going to be released, because fear comes by hearing, and hearing the contradiction of the word of God. Fear comes by hearing, and hearing the contradiction of the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, but fear comes by hearing, and hearing the contradiction of the word. And if you're more than a conqueror, your way of driving out fear is, instead of worrying or concentrating or focusing on the contradiction, you begin to start thinking about what you have a right to in the kingdom of God. Right? So instead of worrying about the doctor's report, you begin to concentrate on the healing promises that you have. Instead of worrying about lack, you start focusing and concentrating on the provisions of God. And by doing that, fear won't have a chance to get in. When Satan showed up in the garden and he began to speak these words of contradiction, those words operated as a seed for fear to come in. his attempt is to try and drive fear into your heart. Okay, all right, so watch this. Genesis, we're up to verse 5, chapter 3, verse 5. This is Satan talking now, okay? For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing the difference between good and evil and blessing and calamity. And when the woman saw that the tree was good, suitable, pleasant for food, and that it was delightful to look at, and a tree to be desired in order to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she gave some also to her husband, and he ate. Verse 7. Then the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made apron-like girdles. And they heard the sound of the Lord God working in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to Adam and said, "Where are you?" And Adam said, "I heard the sound of you walking in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." Now, listen to me very carefully. Whenever you're afraid, it's because you're not really sure of the presence of God in your life. It's usually because of some unconfessed sin, or if it is confessed, you know, by having a sin consciousness, it makes you doubt that God could be with you, so you start focusing in on what you didn't do, or what you could have done, or you didn't do enough of, and you're like, well, is God really here? Notice, after Adam and Eve sinned, the fear showed up, and they began to hide themselves from God. Adam and Eve in the garden, Adam knew no fear until he fell into sin. Adam knew no fear until he fell into sin. Sin came, and with it, fear came. So fear is really the foundation of every sin. Fear came when sin showed up. He hid from God in fear. Fear comes when you're not sure of the presence of God. So it therefore follows that the presence of God drives away fear. It makes me think of that story about like a bully, you know? Little boy running away from the bullies until his 6-foot brother shows up, and all of a sudden the little boy feels safe and bold. Why? Because he knows his big brother is with him. And in that, and then at that moment, he can stare down the bully and be like, yeah, what's up, bully? So what? Why? Again, he's sure of his big brother being with him. And I'm telling you right now, there is something that happens in the lives of Christian people that assure that God is with them. And when you are sure of the presence of God, that assurance will drive fear away. When you know and believe that God is with you. Now, I want to show you some scriptures that are going to encourage you, and they will show you that God is with you no matter what you're going through. He's not off on some mountain somewhere. He's right there. He's right there with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He loves you. God's with me, and I know it. Say this with me. God's with me, and I know it. Very good. And I tell you, that produces such assurance. It produces such confidence. You don't have to walk in fear because you know God's there. He's watching what's going on. He's hearing what's going on. He knows what's happening. He knows what you need before you even ask. I mean, God's there, praise God. But sometimes, if you're not careful, we can allow fear to move us into a position where we're hiding from God. Because fear knows that anyone who is sure of the presence of God, fear knows that it cannot exist in the midst of the confidence you have that God is with you. All right, look at these scriptures real quick. Here we go. Go to Hebrews 13, 5. Let this build your faith up. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Let your character or moral disposition be free from love of money, including greed, lust, and craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have, for he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down, relax my hold on you, assuredly not. Oh. How good was that? You know what? I got to read that again. Listen, I'm reading it again for me. I'm reading it again for myself, okay? You don't need it. I'm not reading it again for you. I'm reading this again for me. Hebrews 13:5. This is so good. For God himself has said, I will not in any way fail you, Ooh, now, I know some of you listeners right now, you've got some prayers out there, and you're wondering if those prayers are going to come to pass. God says, I will not in any way fail you. Glory. Then he goes on to say, I will not give you up, nor leave you without support. God's not leaving you by yourself, no matter what fiery furnace you might be in right now. You be assured right now, there's a fourth man in that fire with you. Jesus is there with you. Oh, I will not leave you helpless. I will not leave you without support. I like this part. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down. God says, I will not let you down. He said, I will not relax my hold on you, assuredly not. And let me tell you, that is covenant talking right there. That is covenant talk. Most assuredly, I will not relax my hold on you. I got you. You are mine. I am yours. I will not let you down. I will not leave you helpless. I will not leave you without support. I will not relax my hold on you. I will not fail you. I will not let you go. I'll not leave you by yourself. God's with me. Somebody shout out there, God's with me. Glory. And see, these are the things that you think about when fear shows up to try and convince you that you're going to lose, that you're going to be without. You know, Christina was on the Godcast last week talking about Joshua 1. You know, let's go to Joshua 1. Let's go to Joshua 1 real quick. All right, Joshua 1, I'm going to jump down to verse 5. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. See, so God is showing us here, I made this promise before, I'm not a rookie at this, and as I promised Joshua, so this promise is now made to you. I'm not going to fail you. I'm not going to fail you. I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm there. Matthew 28:20. He says, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you all the days to the very end of this world. Say this out loud. God's with me always. God's with me always. Now you think of that the next time you go on that job interview. God's with me always. The Lord is with you. He's ready. I gotta tell you, MTCs. What's an MTC? You're more than a conqueror. More than conquerors. MTC. That's my new thing. We'll see if it sticks. But I'm telling you, honestly, consciousness of God's presence. It's not enough for you to just try and recall, yeah, I guess I think God's with me. Learn how to practice the presence of God. I'm speaking to Him. He's listening to me. I'm listening to Him. I'm putting the Word first in all situations. I study the Word. I'm conscious of the presence of God. God's with me and God is with you. God is with you. God is with you. And if this is not something that's in your conscious thinking that God's with you, then you're going to miss out on the confidence that comes as a result of knowing that God's with you. So in closing, this is the slogan of someone who's more than a conqueror. All right, Psalm 23, verse 4. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You know, the shadow of a dog never bit anybody. Right? Okay. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil. Why? For you are with me. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I release the revelation of the presence of God right now, today, in your mind. Satan, you will not come against this. You are bound with the blood of Christ. Hold on to this revelation today, that He is with you. He is with you. God is with you. I release that today in your minds in Jesus' name. And remember, we love you. God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from the History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. Sign up for your free daily devotion today at ahistorywithgod.com and click on contact. Type in your name and email address and you'll be all set. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.